this for a weekend, what's the first thing you would do? Drop your answers below. Switzerland, the land of billionaires and ultra-luxury. Switzerland isn't just about chocolates and mountains. It's the playground of the world's richest. From the private banks of Zurich to the exclusive ski resorts of St. Moritz, Switzerland offers a level of discreet luxury unmatched anywhere else. Ever heard of Bardut's Palace in St. Moritz? That's where billionaires vacation in winter, arriving in private jets and sipping champagnes at 3,000 meters. In Geneva, the watches aren't just timepieces, they are investments. Patek Philippe, Rolex, and Audemars Piguet all call this place home. And if you want pure privacy, rent a private chalet with a personal chef, helicopter access, and views of the Matterhorn. The best part? No one will ever ask about your wealth, because here, everyone's rich. If you had $50,000 for a Swiss vacation, would you spend it on skiing, watches, or private yacht on Lake Geneva? Drop your pick in the comments. Dubai, the city where money has no limits. Dubai isn't just a city, it's an experience where money is the only rule. Want to drive a gold-plated Lamborghini? Done. Feel like skiing inside a mall? No problem. Want to have dinner underwater with sharks? Easy. The Burj Khalifa Sky Lounge is where billionaires sip coffee at the highest point in the world. And in Palm Jumeirah, you'll find villas that come with personal beaches, private butlers, and even underwater bedrooms. Need a getaway? Charter a private jet to an island that doesn't even exist on the map. In Dubai, luxury isn't just expected, it's required. If you had an unlimited budget, what's the first thing you'd buy in Dubai? A Bugatti, a penthouse, or a private yacht? Drop your choice in the comments. Monaco, the most expensive square mile in the world.